So I've come to Milan, to one of Italy's most prestigious universities, the Bocconi. Students here will be the politicians, the leaders, the business people, and so on in Italy for years to come. So how do they see the vote? The streamlining of the political system, or the removal of an important safeguard? I've come to talk to three of them. Can you tell me who you are?
Marta Morando.
What are you studying?
Economics and social science, the second year.
I'm Pietro Gini, and we are classmates, so we study the same stuff.
I'm Giorgio Ricciuti, and I'm also a classmate.
Do you know how you're going to vote and why?
Yeah, I think I'm going to vote yes, because there is a problem connected with the fact that if the no wins, there will probably economics problems related to this choice, because our economic system is quite fragile. And we need a secure system about economics, because our banks are quite fragile.
I'm probably going to vote yes as well, but I'm not too convinced by the reason that the government puts out on voting yes. Actually, global politics just made me think that voting yes should be the right stuff to do, because...
Does that mean have a little faith in your government? Or
I actually do have faith in my government, and that's one of the main reasons why I would vote yes. No one's on the no side convinced me to vote no, and as long as I give faith to my government, that's the reason why I'm voting yes.
Okay, so you haven't heard a strong enough argument to vote vote no?
That's it.
And you know which way to vote and why?
I'll vote yes because, okay, I think that the economic reason... It's one of the main reasons, but it's not the major. First of all, because we have had more than 60 governments in 60 years, which is something really, something crazy, really crazy.
And this was originally put in place, this kind of system whereby, unlike everywhere else in Europe, you've got two chambers that are equally strong. This was to prevent too much power ending up, you're coming out of fascism and so on. And today that doesn't look, you know, I'm not particularly worried about Mr. Renzi having too much power. But we don't know who's coming next. 10, 15 years ago, you would have had Silvio Berlusconi, who a lot of people had a problem with a much stronger legislative base. I mean, do you think the no vote have a case?
It's one of the main themes, actually, of the debate, either in television and also in the government parties. Many people think that with this new reform that just gives one chamber the total power, we can say, but the fact that Mr. Renzi could gain so much power make people afraid of it, because the experience we had with Silvio Berlusconi and his personal laws scared a lot of people. So I'm not really afraid of Mr. Renzi itself, but it can be a problem when someone else comes out.
And talking to your friends... or your family, whatever. Do you get a sense that people of your generation are divided, or do they all agree with you? Or?
I think we are not representative of the Italian population, because I think that the no side will win. Because
why do you think that? Is it from, say, what the polls are saying in the newspaper and the TV, or is it from talking to people?
Is it from talking to people? Because a lot of people are not convinced by this reform.
In my opinion, no will win. This is the feeling I'm having, also talking with my friends. But I have to say that the majority of them don't know the main points of these reforms. Just they saw something on the internet, and they just create their thoughts on a video or probably on an article which they found.
It's not even you feel that they're angry at the government? Or
no,
they're...
No, it's not that. Maybe there's also a part of the population who's angry with the government. But I think that probably we Italians, we didn't study the reform. We don't know actually the main points. We don't go in the real value of this reform.